Muchas gracias.
Thank you, President. And a very good afternoon, everyone. First of all, I wanted to congratulate you on your presidency of CED. And I'd also like to say that we, of course, will fully cooperate with you to ensure that this is successful, despite the very difficult and extraordinary circumstances that sadly are still prevailing. We also like to pay tribute to the broad consultations held during your presidency. We'd also like to acknowledge Austria. You were able to really resume, get the work going with the CED properly, naturally, thanks to flexibility from the delegations as well. Also, we also recognize the work done by the P6+2, which I think will be useful with an eye to the future. Our delegation regrets the fact that we are moving to an end of another period of sessions, more meetings, and what we're seeing is it is still in paralysis, still unable to comply with instruments, international instruments in the disarmament area, despite the many efforts of a range of presidencies and indeed efforts made by delegations. It has been, I agree, a very complex, an extraordinary year for all countries and indeed for the work done in multilateral bodies. The fact remains that the conditions that have caused the paralysis of CED are not just here. In fact, I think they've become exacerbated in this world that we're living in, where there is so much unpredictability. There is the pandemic, COVID-19, and I think this pandemic has shown that there is a real threat to safety and security which need to be addressed. I think it also shows that nobody is safe unless we are all safe. We also have to recognize that the only way of addressing these threats is through a multilateral system, which is a strengthened one, which places a premium on cooperation in the light of challenges. It's vital that we are able to explore channels so we can open up channels for negotiation. We have heard about the risk of nuclear weapons, and of course, how can we deal with possible consequences? The figures that we've heard in the most recent report from CIPRI, I think, are worrying, in fact, very frightening. The new states with nuclear weapons have about 3,400 nuclear weapons, of which about 3,720 are deployed in operational forces. 1,800 of them are in operational alert. Recently, in fact, only last week, we commemorated the 75th anniversary of the nuclear attacks on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And I think every year this date reminds us that the very existence of nuclear weapons of itself is a threat to safety and security. It leads to humanitarian catastrophe. We'd like to take this opportunity to pay tribute to the Hibakushas, who played a key role in promoting, with their own stories and statements, peace and security in order to get rid of nuclear weapons worldwide. We repeat our call to the international community in line with political commitments entered into. We need to ensure that there is a safer world through disarmament, nuclear disarmament. President, a way of dealing with this and listening to the Kabachusas is ensuring that the disarmament machinery works properly. CED has to go back to its prime function. It is its raison d'etre, in other words, complete and comply with its negotiating mandate. A lot of people have placed a great deal of expectations in this body, hopeful of a better world and a safer world. We have to do this. We have to rise to this challenge and these expectations with a spirit of flexibility and commitment. Multilateral diplomacy, I know, can be tough, it can be complicated, but we cannot accept this deadlock which strikes at the very heart of humanity. Recent examples, such as the humanitarian initiative and the negotiation of the prohibition of nuclear weapons have shown that if there is political will, one can achieve goals and find innovative solutions, effective solutions, in order to break free from this deadlock, particularly since now it's vital that this machinery needs a real injection of encouragement. We'd like to congratulate Nigeria Island and St. Christopher and Nevis for depositing their instruments of ratification for the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, bearing in mind that we're talking during a period of commemorating what happened in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. There are only 6 ratifications needed for this body to come into force. This is something which I think bears out the work that has already been done by states and members of civil society, who have shown that when you have disarmament rooted in a humanitarian perspective, and there is political will, a spirit of cooperation, and recognition of the importance of multilateral forum, if we have all that, you can actually make lasting changes and achievements. In this area of nuclear disarmament. And finally, President, my delegation would like to endorse what's been said by the G21. At the same time, I'd like to refer to comments on Para 3. Of course, we have to respect the sovereign right of all delegations to disassociate themselves from G21 declarations. They're free to do that as part of the political consultation, as part of CELAC in this case. Our understanding is that there is still general support from the Latin American Caribbean countries to this decision from the heads of states made in 2014. It was a historic landmark, the Latin American and Caribbean declaration, of that area being a peace area, a zone of peace, and also recognizing disarmament as a priority goal to contribute to generalized and comprehensive disarmament. Many thanks.